This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Governor Bobby Jindal is speaking at the Value Voters Summit in Washington, D.C. today. The event is put on by the Family Research Council, and we can make an educated guess that he'll talk about religious liberty.
The biggest discrimination going on is against Christian business owners and individuals who believe in traditional forms of marriage.
He'll also urge
defund Planned Parenthood right now.
That's part of what he said on a talk radio program in Iowa earlier this week. Jindal also suggested getting rid of Congress.
They're not indispensable to the future of our country, so absolutely, I'm ready to fire them all.
It's not the first time the governor has suggested getting rid of a branch of government.
Might as well just get rid of the Supreme Court, save some money.
Last week at the CNN debate, he even said this.
It is time to get rid of the Republican Party.
Back here at home, the Jindal administration has notified legislative leaders the budget that ended June 30th was short, but they're not saying how much, and they don't plan on giving a number till sometime next month, although the state constitution says it's supposed to be public record. We already know there's a major shortfall in the current budget, $300 million for Medicaid, $19 million for TOPS, plus lower than expected oil prices. The state constitution says shortfalls are supposed to be resolved within 30 days of finding them, or the governor must call a special session. Maybe we should remind Governor Jindal about his promise.
I, Bobby Jindal, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States and the Constitution and laws of the state of Louisiana. So help me God.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.